This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Do you remember the first time you saw a computer or when you switched from a flip phone to your first smartphone? If you do, you're probably old enough to think that TikTok is too complicated to learn. Most of us eventually trade innovation for consistency. Yet without innovation, many things become stagnant. We resist change because it forces us to examine things we'd stopped thinking about. Imagine for a moment discipleship to Jesus as a creative business venture. Brainstorm with a list or a drawing. What should your discipleship to Jesus provide to others? Can it be simplified? What features would you include? Can you identify bugs in the previous model? Or how do you want your venture to grow? Next, run some experiments. The earliest disciples did this by listening to a prophecy from the Holy Spirit and deciding to send money to strangers, fellow believers living in another city, laying ancient groundwork for what we might call Venmo mutual aid. In Athens, Paul noticed a shrine to an unknown god and used that as an opportunity to explain to the local philosophers who the one true God was. And throughout the Bible book of Acts, the Holy Spirit encouraged the disciples to try things they had never done before. Sometimes experiments surprise us, but we get to follow in this biblical tradition of innovation led by the Holy Spirit. You can ask the Holy Spirit for fresh, innovative ways to help you follow Jesus.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.